I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. A motivated legion of 75 outdoorsmen and women clad in camouflage and blaze orange move methodically through the hallways of the state capitol on January 7th in Madison to meet with state legislators to advocate for outdoor issues. More details about this camo at the capitol event when we return. By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. Welcome back. Top topics among attendees at the January 7th Camo at the Capitol event included reauthorizing the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund and advancing the effort to create a sandhill crane season in the Badger State. Camo at the Capitol, an effort led by George Emmert, a lobbyist working with Ducks Unlimited, included staff and volunteers from a broad coalition of conservation groups. Members from Pheasants Forever, Delta Waterfowl, Safari Club, Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, the Trappers Association, Rough Grouse Society, Trout Unlimited, and Boone and Crockett also participated. The group was organized into teams of 5 to 6 people, with each group assigned to meet with 4 legislators. Collectively, the groups met with 50 of Wisconsin's 132 state legislators. Top of the agenda is extending the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, a key mechanism for the state to acquire public lands for hunting, fishing, trapping, and other recreation. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.